They may be the three most tragic words in all of the New Testament. Is it I? Jesus had gathered his disciples in the upper room. They had come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. And while they were together, the Lord was preparing them for what was about to take place. His arrest, his crucifixion, his death, his resurrection. And in the midst of it all, he made a heartbreaking statement. He looked around the men in the room, the men who had been with him over the past 3 years, the men who had experienced everything that it meant to be with Jesus. And he said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, one of you who eats with me will betray me." Even more tragic than those words was the response. Those three words. Is it I? The question was left hanging in the air, not because one of them asked it, but because all of them did. One by one, they asked the question, "Lord, is it I? Is it I? Is it I? Am I the one that's going to betray you? Am I the one who's going to fail you here at the very end? Is it I?" In fact, the only one who didn't ask that question was Judas Iscariot, who already knew that he had made his own decision to betray the Lord. Somehow, every one of them knew he was capable of being the one who betrayed the Lord. Even though they had walked with Jesus for 3 years, they'd heard him teach, they had seen his miracles, they had spent personal time with him, they had left everything to follow Jesus. And yet, the question was hanging in the air. Is it I? How could such a thing be possible? And I think the answer is, every one of them knew his own capacity to fall short. Think of the things that had already happened leading up to that moment. Before they entered Jerusalem, they had been in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper. And there they had stood in judgment of a woman who poured precious oil on Christ's head. And they had heard Jesus rebuke them and declare, "What this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her." Later, as they made their way on in through the streets of Jerusalem, they found themselves debating their very favorite subject. Who was the most important among all of the disciples? And everyone had a pretty good argument for why it was himself. And that discussion was followed by their second favorite topic. Who did Jesus love the most? They remembered how quiet everyone had become when Jesus had suddenly turned around and asked them, "What were you talking about?" Even after they arrived in the upper room, they remembered how when they entered the room, every one of them was too proud to wash the other's feet. How embarrassed they all had been when Jesus became the one who quietly, personally, accomplished that task. Is it any wonder that when Jesus began to talk about being betrayed, every one of them realized the Lord has to be really disappointed in me. Not just over the last few minutes, but he's watched me as I've walked with him and followed him, and he knows how many times pride has taken its place in my life, and he knows how many times I've made sinful decisions, and he knows all of the times I didn't understand what he was saying. He knows it's in me. It's in me. I could be the one who failed him. They were probably afraid that he was about to be finished with them all. That he was about to say, you know what? I've done everything I could with you, and it just did not work. After all, how could Jesus love anybody who constantly seems to find new ways to let him down? But then here's the incredible thing that the gospel tells us. It says, just when they were at their most discouraged, Jesus did something incredible. He broke the bread and he gave it to each of them. And he said, take, eat, this is my body. And he shared the cup with each of them and declared, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. Instead of sending them away because of all the ways they had failed him, he reminded them that his love for them was not dependent upon who they were. It was dependent upon who he was. And rather than demanding that they be perfect by breaking the bread and sharing the cup, Jesus reminded them that their sin would be covered by his perfect grace. There were no other perfect people around the table. Only forgiven sinners. Forgiven sinners that Jesus loved. This morning, we need to remember that broken people are still the only kind of people that are invited to share in the Lord's Supper. That the Lord's Supper is not for the best of the best, the most elite of who we are. The Lord's Supper is for those who need Him the most. And you don't have to be perfect to share in the Lord's Supper. In fact, if you believe you do deserve a place at the table, you don't. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to know how much you need the Lord. So this morning, it's my privilege to invite you to come to the table of the Lord. Just like those disciples with that question, Lord, are you sure? Are you sure you want me? Is it I? Lord, you know how many times I've failed. Lord, you know how many times I've gone the wrong way. Lord, you know how flawed and broken I am. Are you sure you want me here? And the Lord will invite you to come. Come with your sins and regrets, your shortcomings and your failures. Come to Jesus with those three tragic words, is it I? Admitting that the potential to fall is always present in you. But never forget that whenever you participate in the bread and in the cup, you're confessing it's not about how bad you can be. It is about how good He is. You eat the bread and you take the cup and you remember this, that while the most discouraging message in the Bible may be those three words, is it I? The two most hopeful words you will ever hear come from the Savior are this, for you. For you. This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you. Not because you deserve it. Not because you're perfect. Because I have chosen to give my life for you. And because of what He's done for you through the cross, it is my privilege to invite you. Come. Come and share in the table of the Lord. Let me invite our deacons to come as we prepare to share in the Lord's Supper.